Simi, ones are up. Okay, the Tavadach of Ches Amid Aleph. The Chachamim are makir for Rabbi Yehuda from Ashton Tali the Chatzol Favala Safek, which are Bival Tosira, and at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lashitase are not Bisrefa. And that's where you get all these interesting pitgam in. So, the question is exactly what case of Ashton Tali and of Chatzol Favala Safek are they talking about? This is what dealt with by old Rishonim. The most interesting and I think longest deen about this in the Tosus Rush, which we've seen. The whole discussion of the Riva, which you get a little hint of in Tosus on the Daf, but you don't really know where Tosus on the Daf is coming from until you see the whole conversation that came before him, Tosus de Ramasco, the Afta Omer Bifura. What's the case of Ashim Taloi that the Chachamim think is the Sreifa and Rabbi Yehuda thinks is the Bikfura? Obviously not a regular Ashim Taloi, because a regular Ashim Taloi is a regular carbon. It's not the Sreifa or Bikfura. It's, I don't know, the Dam gets Nizrak and the Chelev is Nikhtar and the Basar is Nechel HaKohanim. So, what are the two choices? Right? What's the case of Ashim Taloi that is Bikfura according to Rabbi Yehuda? So, who says that? Rashi, okay, good. Good place to start, right? Oh, well, you have to add one thing. Rashi, in at least the Noser, the Noser explicitly is Rashi here, right? Rashi in Pesachim, right? So Rashi says that Ashim Tolei v'chuli v'mshachto v'irbo psol o Nosar, right? Psol o Nosar. Obviously, he's focusing on Nosar because that's the context of our Gemara of Baal Tosir. So. The case of Ashim Taloi of our Gemara is Rashi Yisachim says says Nosar, you know, etc. or other psulim. That is the Rivaz. Having the Tosas Rush. That's the Rivaz assumed in the Tosas Rush as well, right? The Riva, that's what gave him all this trouble, which we'll come back to in a moment. What's the other option? Well, what's trouble, right? This is what the Riva said. The Riva also assumed it was like Rashi. He wasn't writing here something or but if you look at his Lashon of the Riva, in the Tosus Rush, it's also in Tosus Shans, but it's a little fuller. In the Tosus Rush, the Riva says, a Nosar Jidei, right? So that Nosar Vashon Talmud, like Rashi here. What's the problem that the Riva had that he struggled so much with trying to understand this line in our Gemara? Ashim Toloi, that's Nosar. Or other psula, but let's stick with Nosar now. What's the problem? Why is there a Tosus Rush here? Right? Tosus Rush is here, right? There it is, yeah. Okay. What? What was the Tosus Rush's problem? The Riva says, Aval Ashim Taloi, the head yiksiv b'krok shar kabanos, right? The ain't no safik chulin, right? Ashim Taloi is a regular karban, right? It's a regular normal karban. It's not like chatzov b'ala safik. Chatzov b'ala safik.
I thought there was a question on the Rashi.
The over here, he's like, no, at the end he found the Rashi in the end of Tamura, and then he felt better. In the end, he, you know, Rashi and Tamura spelled relief. But no, he says Rashi here. He doesn't quote Rashi here. He just takes the Dover Pashut and Nosar. So what's the Riva's problem? Aval Ashim Taloi behedyik kasa b'krok shar kavanos ve'inu safik chulin. Afilu nodel esof loach chelav miu atorchi yavu hovi alsav kolav kedusha. Right, regardless of whether you really ate the chelav or not, an Ashim Taloi is a regular carbon that nivzer by the Torah. Right, the Torah's goals are if you do an aveira, let's say you eat chelav, you have to bring a chatas. And if you might not have eaten chaylev, then you bring an asham. And if you for sure didn't eat chaylev, you could bring an olah or shlamim if you want, right? There are lots of karbanis you could bring whether or not you ate chaylev. It just depends what the Torah says, right? There's some every karban has its own reason for bringing. So asham tali, the Torah said to bring it if you have a suffik achilas chaylev or other such iser karis. Regardless of whether Eliyahu Navi knows or Hashem Yisroch knows whether you ate chaylev or not, it's a kosher karban and it's eaten. There's all the rules of a kosher karban, right? So he says, Maishna nosu di de mishar nosu de kajin damrina ba isti sarif lo kaya ashram taloi. What's the difference in nosar and ashram taloi? Right, what's the case? Ashram taloi, that is, it's the balto siru, right? And it's the kvura lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So, the Riva's problem is, if it's talking about Asham Tali that's Nosar, then why should, it makes a lot of sense in our Gemara. Like Gevaldik, yes, Gevaldik Zosir, it's a kind of Nosar, just saying, like, you can't be in this Lima, it's because some kinds of Nosar are Bekvura. But why should the Nosar of Asham Tali be Bekvura? It's a full Karban. It's a regular Karban. It's not a Safi Karban. It's a Vadai Karban. So, that's the Riva's problem. And that's Tosus' question that he doesn't ask in Dibur Masal Viata Omer Bekvura. Right, that we don't know why Tosus had to end this count without the Omer Kfura, so we see how mightily the Riva struggled with this. So, in the end, what makes Tosus Rush happy? What makes Tosus Rush happy? To say who's pshat? What? Rashi and Tmura. Right, Rashi and Tmura, who on the Daf Musachim says the same shot as Rashi and Tmura. Tosus Rush. Limaskana, who on the Daf says the same shot as Rashi and Tmura. Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Rabbeinu Chananel says it's talking about no dalo, right? Kodem zrika shelo chata. No dalo kodem zrika shelo chata. That makes Tosus Rush happy. Why? Why does it make Tosus Rush happy? Because if you find out before zrika that you actually for sure didn't eat chaylev, then what is this? What's wrong with this karvan? Is it just a regular psul if you find out before Zerika that you didn't eat chaylev? It's a psul of chulin bazara. Now, Tosfos Rosh says literally chulin bazara. Maybe we'll see, implicitly, if you pay attention, you'll see, that if you say literally chulin bazara, you might get yourself into a little trouble, but it's definitely ke'en chulin bazara, right? Like, maybe it's not literally chulin, because we paskin that when a guy's makdish in Hashem Taloi, he's makdish it wholeheartedly. So regardless of what happened, he makdish it wholeheartedly. But it's certainly ke'en chulin bazara, which maybe what Tosus Rush means, because the problem with chulin bazara is that it doesn't really have a good reason to be here, right? It doesn't have a reason to be hektish. And this also, maybe technically you shefted at the moment it's hektish, but if you undermined its reason for being kadosh, so there's a dominant kedusha, it's not fully kadosh, because it didn't have a reason for being a karvan. So it's ke'en chulin bazara, if you'll allow me to just add a little, right? The svara is easy. Svara, right, basically, why bikvura? Because it's ke'en chulin ba'azara. It's ke'en chulin ba'azara. After all, what are the three things that Rabbi Yehuda together says are bikvura? Monkey number one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yochol, that's the sifra. Yochol chatzofa balasafek v'ashem toli v'chun shusu azara yisarfu. Hamlomer who? Sarefta zenosheva eis lo yakal kikodesh. Who? Right? So only Kodesh is Besreifa, but Chulin Bazara is not Besreifa. Chatzofa Bola Safik, which is Safik Chulin Bazara, is not Besreifa. And Ashim Tali is not Besreifa, and here it makes a lot of sense. What case of Ashim Tali is not Besreifa? And Ashim Tali is also Ke'en Chulin Shishu Bazara, because the Shechita was in the proper Hektish, but by the time you got to the Zerika, you've undermined the Hektish. So therefore, it's Ke'en Chulin Shishu Bazara, and it is the Kfura, like Kulin Shishu Bazara. This shot makes perfect sense, and that's why Tosfos Rush rested easier, was happy in the end. That's why Tosfos Rush was happy in the end.
I'm confused. Tosfos Rush, in the question, mentions Afilu no Dolo Levasov.
No, Levasov meaning after Zrika.
After Zrika?
What does Sof mean? Yeah. Now I understand exactly why you're confused. I don't justify, I understand. But now I understand exactly why you're confused. But here means Levasov means after Zrika you find out you didn't do an Aveira, then it's a perfectly 100% kosher, whatever, because at the time it was Nikra with perfect Kedusha of Yediyah Safik. Okay, now the problem is, let's go back to the first shot. The first shot is that it's not talking about an Ashim Taloi where you've undone the Hekdash of Ashim Taloi by taking away the reason it was ever a Karban. So I've got a regular Ashim Taloi, which was split in half, right? Let's say there were two pieces of meat, right? Okay, there were two very, very big people, Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash. They cut it in half. One guy ate the meat with full Kedushas, Karban, etc., etc. And the other guy happened to leave it till the next day. It got potzled. Right? It seems to be perfectly kosher carbon, right? One guy ate half the meat. They put the chilim in the damp. There was zork, the dam. Everything was kosher yasher. And then one piece happened to get left over. And all of a sudden we say it's b'kfura, not b'sreifa. So why should it be b'kfura, not b'sreifa? So how does Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh at first answer this question? Mehechi tasi, right? Why b'kfura? If it's a regular kosher carbon that was no sar, if it never turned into chulin bazara, it's a regular kosher carbon that was no sar. So the answer is, that's what Tosfos says, gzeiros hakasuv of boom. Right? Now, does that answer make us happy or not? That's what us is, right? Right? Does that answer make us happy or not? Let's say us is the rush. Right? Does that answer make the rush happy or not? What does the rush say? What would you say? Forget about the rush. Pretend you never read the Tosfos Rush. You'd all be better off if you never read the Tosfos Rush and I made you think on your own. So, does this make you happy? The Gzeiros HaKasuv, who tells us Ashem Tolu is not the Sreifa? Does that make you happy? No, Gzeiros HaKasuv can still be a Pircha. Once it's Gzeiros HaKasuv, it's a valid Pircha. Other than you're not.
It's an exceptional reason why.
No, that's still, according to the rules of Drushas, that's a good Pircha. According to the rules of Drushas, it's a good Pircha, technically. What does the Tosfos Rush say? But Omar Ani, you know what Tosfos Rush says? Right, in our version of Tosfos, some of the versions of Tosfos is like, the Riva was wondering if it's really a full carbon, right? If it's a full carbon, then why isn't it Besreifa? So because the Gzeiros HaKasuv who? But then Tosfos Rush says, you know what? I don't think the Riva forgot the Sifra. The Riva also knew the Sifra. Right, again, I'm not an expert in what books which Bali Tosfos had, you know, almost 1,000 years ago. But maybe the Riva also knew the Sifra. The Maishashim told him, Shar Kabanos, the Shapra Kamatama. Here, I think the Tosfos Rush has a good point. It begs the question, why is it B'kvura? So the answer is, there is a gossip of who? Right? But how do we know that who is Mimait Ashim Tolu? How does he know the Darshan who is a Miyat for Ashim Tolu? You want to tell me how he knows the Darshan who is a Miyat for Chulin Bazara? Because Kodesh, who, and that's not Kodesh. You want to know how he knows the Darshan who is a Miyat for Chatzofa Bala Safik? Because who, Kodesh, who, and Chatzofa Bala Safik is 50% likely to be Chulin. But how does he know the Darshan who for Ashim Tolu? So, I have an answer for this, which I don't want to tell you. So I'm hoping that you have an answer that you want to tell me. Because I tell you my answer, you're going to call me reformer. It's too machosh. But, what's your answer? Right? How do you have to answer the Riva's question? If this is a carbon that's 100% kosher that just had nosar happen to it, right, and that's why I like nosar, like, because that's the soul where it was 100% kosher, like it went through the whole process, and then afterwards something bad happened to it, right? Then why, how does a Rehudin, and keep in mind, he's already been my other things from who? He's already been my two things from who, right? It's not like he had to find something in my from the word who. Oh, I have to find something, so I'll pick Ashim Tolu. He's already been my two things. How did he know to add the third thing, Ashim Tolu? Right? What's so bad about an Ashim Tolu that he's reminded from who? So, what's the answer?
If the Torah was goes there, that you bring Ashim Tolu because bad there,
right, that's what I didn't want to say, because it's too radical. But, okay. Anyway, this is, I think the Riva has a good question here, right? This is the Riva's kasha. So he feels better with no delo shalachata. Because that haka makes it into some ke'in chulin bazara, right? It's chulin bazara by the time you get to Zrika, even though it wasn't b'shashchika. But if it's no sar, then what's so bad about it? So I think you might have to say something very radical. Truth is, probably nowadays people won't call you reform for saying anything radical about anything in Kutchin. Because this radical is somewhat subjective, I guess. But maybe you have to say a crazy dish, right? Which I didn't want to say. It wasn't even a Koroshi, because I said this is crazy. But then, you know, I decided if you make me, then and if I shrive on my side, so maybe you have to make a big fish. Everyone in the world assumes, why is this a big kiddush? Everyone in the world assumes, I haven't checked with everyone in the world, but I'm fairly certain that everyone I've ever read books written by in the history of our Masorah seems to assume that Asham Toli, like Pashem Shah, Asham Toli is a regular carbon, right? Happens to be the reason you're bringing this to the Safek Katas. But once you bring it, it's a regular carbon, right? After all, there are carbonists you bring for all kinds of reasons, right? Some carbonists you bring for no reason at all, and they're regular carbonists. Right? So maybe you have to say a very, very big finish that Asham Toloi is not a Vadai carbon because of a hechitinsi of Safek Avera. Asham Toloi is a Safek carbon. Now, why is that such a big kiddush? Because you're makter the dam in the Mizveach, because you eat it, because all the regular halachas apply. So it seems to be a big kiddush. But I'll bring you, maybe you have to say that, I'll bring you two rayas. You know, I wouldn't say without any rayas. But maybe let's say a big kiddush that at least according to right, Rashi and Pesachim, right, the Riva, maybe you don't see that chiddush. He left him in Tzarech Iyun, so you don't have to say any chiddush for him because he left himself in Tzarech Iyun. But for Rashi and Pesachim, at least Rashi and Pesachim, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say not all Tanaim agree, fine, but at least Rashi and Pesachim, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say it's not that Asham Toloi is a Badai Karban. No, it's that Asham Toloi is not a Badai Karban. Rather, it's a special heter to do a vadai hakrava on a suffix carbon. It's a heter to do a vadai hakrava on a suffix carbon.
Why do you need a heter? Because
of chulin bazara and because of the makter chulin on the mizbeach. And what? No, if there's an Adava, it wouldn't be an Asham. You can bring an Asham. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can bring an Asham to the Adava. Then Shalom Yisrael, everyone's happy. But we don't pass it that way. We being, at least most Rishonim, don't pass it that way. What are my two riots? What are the three riots of this crazy idea? A is our Rashi, right, to answer the Rivaz question. Right, maybe to answer the Rav's question of how would Rabbi Yehuda possibly figure out that the drush of who's Mamayit Asham Toloi, because Asham Toloi is only a Safek Karban. But, I'll sweeten it a little. Two is, let's look at number three. V'atan Yerub Yosef Yehuda Omer, minayin l'chatz of shibala safek shein necheles, how do we know chatz of that's bala safek is not eaten? Tal Lomar, this is Makar 3 from Nazar Kaptesan Aleph, hopefully you've seen it in the last couple of days. May be carbon al vada, if the cave be a carbon al vada, zachar and a cave here are lavdafka. Meaning, just like a zachar, like for regular averos, that zachorin might do, you bring a carbon on the vada. Likewise, nekeva, meaning for gender based situations that apply often to nekevos, although it also has applying to zachorin, like leida and ziva, then also bring the carbon on the vada. That we know. Just like a zachar, if he ate chela brings a carbon, if he suffic ate chela brings a carbon. Likewise, in a keva, if she gave birth, she brings a carbon. If she suffic gave birth, she also brings a carbon. Just like a zachar, min meaning not gender, of course, but species. From the same species, a chathas is from sheep, and an ushan tali is from sheep. Likewise, a woman, if she vada gives birth, brings a chatzos ha'of. And if she safek gives birth, brings a safek chatzos ha'of. Or a chatzos ha'of ala safek. Im ha'zoch may be korban nechal, v'kim be korban nechal. Ah, you can eat an asam toli, maybe you can eat a chatzos ha'of ala safek, if there's this equivalence. Amrat lo, amrat v'zoch ha'shkein isur, echa tor menikev ha'shnei isur. No, by an asam toli, it's only chatzos of one isur. There's a big deal in the next line of the Gemara, where they're talking about the rice or drabanan, whether this is b'derech ha'smat or not, but a zachar is only one chash iser. What chash iser are we overcoming with an asham toli? The chash of kulam bazara. As opposed to a chatzos ha'of misafek is two chash isers. One of the two chash isers, kulam bazara and nevela, right? Because you do malika instead of shechita. So now, what is the lashon of this gemara? I thought the lashon of this gemara is right. Im amar bezachar shekein iser echad. Iser echad. right? Ashim Toloi is like, it's an Ashim Toloi. What? It's like, oh, we're only being matter Isser Echad. Who says we can be matter two Isserim? What Isser Echad are we being matter? It's a carbon. You know, it's a regular carbon. The Hechitetzi happens to be Misafei, right? But it's a regular carbon. So maybe to have a little bit of smart, my Isser Echad, this is a matter for Isser Echad. Oh, the whole Shasu Kum Lazar here? No, there's a matter for Isser Echad. So it could be maybe the Lashon Nazir Daf Kaftes is Shekain Isser Echad. What does that mean? It's not that, like, it's just a regular carbon. It's not a regular carbon. It's a Shash Isser Echad. But we have a matter that you're allowed to take a chance of that. That we're doka that Isser Echad. We have a matter that we're doka that Isser Echad. In which case, what might you say? What you might say is, what's the conclusion? If there's a special heter to do a bader akrav on a safek karbon, then the heter is for hakrava kishera. But once, what's the heter? The heter is to do a proper akrava. But once we're out of the realm of hakrava kishera, the heter disappears and we revert back to a safek. In what case would it be out of the realm of Akrav Shira? But no sar, right, is out of the heter, and therefore we're back to Safek Kachim, Safek Kulin. Once it gets passel, the heter is to do it with Kashrus. Once it gets passel, the heter is Kohanim Ochlun by the Mishkaprim. Once it gets passled, and there's no more Kohanim Ochlun and Bailam is Kaprim, and you're not getting Kapar out of it. Once it gets passled, then you're back. You lost the hatchet, you're back to something Kachin. So it's special after when you're doing the proper Akrava, do it Bivadai. But once, which includes the Achila, because Kohanim Ochlun and Bailam is Kaprim, and Kachin Kachin Lukuli Alma, and in Kachin Palam Kachirashi. But once you're out of the realm of Akrava Shira, you're back to something again, and that's why it's the Kfura. And someone tell me, what's another case where you could take a carbon and not do a hakrava kshira to it? What's the worst thing you could do instead to a carbon? What's the worst thing you could do instead? No. Even worse than that. What? Shchut echutz, right? What about if you shecht the nashon tali b'chutz? Is that vaday shchut echutz or not? Right. So here and likewise. What would we expect to say? Shchut Echutz of Asham Toloi is only Safek Shchut Echutz. Because if you say, really, it's a Safek Karban, you just had a heter to be makrivit and get your kapara. That's as long as you're makrivit and get your kapara. If you passel it, then you lost that heter. And if you're makrivit b'chutz, then you lost that heter. And that is, in fact, what we find Mefurish in the Gemara. It's Mefurish against the Tosefta, it's Mefurish against the Raivit, it's Mefurish against the Tosos. It's a whole sukkah in the Rishonim. But look in the Gemara number 2, the Hamani Rav Meir Bikul, Boy Yus Yisura. Everyone remember from the Sefer Krisos that the Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're Chayim and Ashen Toloi anytime you do a Safek Aveira, or only if there's some like fixed concrete presence of the Safek. So the Gemara wants to say this, Machlokas Rav Meir and Chachamim. Like if I just stand eat a piece that might be Chayim and Ashen Toloi, only if there's two pieces and one of them is Chayim. Likes this, for sure, some Isser around. So they want to say that in the whole Jeremiah and Chachamim. Why? The Tanya, Shochet Ashim Toli Bechutz, Rav Meir Mechayiv Chachamim Potrim. If you Shechet Ashim Toli Bechutz, Rav Meir's Mechayiv you a carbon or Kharis, right? Rav Meir's Mechayiv you a carbon, and the Chachamim Pater. Chachamim Pater, because they say, when it's only Safek Shchut Echutz, and since you're not sure there was ever a carbon here, you're Pater. Rav Meir said it's Safek Shchut Echutz, so you're Chayiv Ashim Toli. But both Rav Meir and the Chachamim, now, there may be other Tanaim who are not in this Gemara. That's the Raivin, that's Tosos, that we're not going to go into that whole sugya. But the Tanaim that are mentioned explicitly in Talmud Bavli say that it's only Safek Shchut Echutz. This is the Gemara, right, in Krisos, Daf, Yud, Chesem, and Aleph. The Gemara says, Yishech, Nashon, Toli, Bechutz, it's only Safek Shchut Echutz. What do you mean it's Safek Shchut Echutz? The Vaday Karban. So now already starts to form a pattern. No, when you're doing it, Bakashros, then you're doing a belief, Shalom is a Vadei Karmut, Vadei Kapara, Kavalik. But when you're doing it, Bepaslos, then the Heter doesn't apply anymore. Right? There's not, it's not a Vadei Karmut. It's a Safek Karmut that you can be Makarv anyway. you know, they had to be makrav anyway. But if you're doing shvut echutz, or if you're doing no sar, or any other kind of thing that's outside the realm of what you're supposed to be doing, then it reverts back to a safek karbon. So this is krisos. Yud chesam and aleph, it's only safek shvut echutz. Again, even if you don't get lost in the details of Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether this is the kind of suffix or chayv or carbon for or not, they both agree, Pashut Pshat HaMishnah, that no one disagrees with, that it's suffix shvut echutz. So just like it's suffix shvut echutz, it can be suffix nosar also, because once you're out of the realm of kashrus, you revert back to the suffix, because you no longer have that special heter. Now, I didn't want to get into this, but, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to get into this. If you look at the Rav Chaim on Maisa Karbonos Perk Yud, Rav Chaim explains this Gemara without being so radical. And yeah, the truth is, I mean, so do all the Achronim. He just explains a few other things together very cleverly. But Rav Chaim in Maisa Karbonos Perk Yud says that no. Don't bring a raya from this Gemara in Krisos. I mean, he doesn't even have a hobby, it's only Safi Karban. He says this just means until you do the Avodah, it's only a Safi Karban. Because, like, you're not sure what your idea is going to be until you actually bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So he says you can get out of this. He says this only proves it's a Safek Karbon until you're Makrevit. But Rav Chaim says, but of course it's a Badai Karbon after you're Makrevit. This proves that Ashram Tala, you're never sure that it's a Karbon until you go through with the Akrava.
But when he says until you do it, means until you do it correctly.
Maybe. Until you do the Shrika. But the problem is, no, sir, you did it correctly.
Meaning if you did with the Hoods.
If you did shvut echutz, it would be a safek karban. Rav Chaim might even admit if you shechted it, b'shchutz l'zman, b'shchutz l'mkom, and all these other things, it would also be a safek karban. But Rav Chaim says, no, sir, it's a vada karban, because only a vote was done properly.
It's just a thing of a chit.
Yeah, oh, the smaller chit. Right? You could be doche, either you could say we don't hold like this, which is most Rishonim, that only until hakrava, it's a safek karbon, and this is the graph. You can look it up in my scorners if you want. He explains a lot of things very cleverly, and cleverly in a good way. But if you're willing to let me be a little more radical than Rav Chaim, no, maybe this gemara doesn't just apply that until you're makavit it's safek karbon. It's safek karbon, not until. It's safek karbon out of the realm of being makavit. When you're in the realm of being makavit, it's a vada akrava. Once you step out of the realm of proper akrava, you default to a suffix karbon. So maybe that's a tremendous chiddush you have to say to answer the Rebbe's kasha on Rashi's pshat in our Gemara. That Ashram Tali is a step further than Rav Chaim. It's not only that Ashram Tali is a suffix karbon until you're makrevit, it's a suffix karbon unless you're being osek b'akrava k'sheirah. When you're osek b'akrava k'sheirah, Hashem says, do it wholeheartedly, you're allowed to, it's a heter to do it b'vadai. But once you're out of the realm of Hakrava Kshira, whether it's beforehand you did Shchut Echutz or afterwards you let it be Nosar, once you're out of the realm of Hakrava Kshira, it reverts to its real identity as a Safek Karbon. And that's the point of the Gemara Nota says, Shekein Chada Isser, right? Shekein Isser Echad. Shekein Isser Echad. There really is a Chshash Isser Echad. As long as you're doing Hakrava Kedin, you don't have to worry about that Chshash Isser Echad. Hashem gave you a matter. But once you leave the realm of proper akrava, you're back to that shash yisr echad, which is why the noser is bekfur instead of b'sreifa, because it's a shash chulin, and which is why shvut echad is only suffik aveira, because it's a shash chulin. That's maybe the tremendous chiddush you have to say to answer the Rebbe's kasha on Rashi pshat in our Gemara. And that's probably why all the other Rishonim didn't say this pshat in the Gemara, because they didn't want to have to say this big chiddush. But I think that's the big chiddush you have to say. I guess I should just point out that if I can find a doctor or someplace. Sorry, my pages are not too organized. But if you look on the side of the Sifra, the Raven on the Sifra says like Rashi's chat. The Raven on the side of the Sifra, I think, says okay, he doesn't say quite as much to say Nosar, but he says something similar to Rashi, right? He says, the Raivid says, Ira Bo Psol, which is close to Rashi, and the Rashi Shams on the Sifra, as well as Rabbeinu Hillel, on the Sifra. I think those are the only Rishonim on the Sifra that I know about. The Rashi Nelson Rabbeinu Hillel say like Rashi and Tvoris Pshat and Rabbeinu Chananel's Pshat. The Rashi Pshat and the Sifra might have really the Rashi Pshat, but that's not important for now. Okay, so that's a little bit about Lashon Toli. It's a very big Kiddush Seif, not a Badei Karban, which Rav Chaim already, not Rav Chaim, I mean, the Gemara already did, forced Rav Chaim and all the Achronim and priests to say the same thing, say halfway, then until your Makrifit is only Safek Karban. But maybe you can say, no, not until. If you're not being Makrifit now, it's a Safek Karban. Only when you're being Makrifit is a Badei Karban, which is a Kiddush, which Rav Chaim refuses to say. But maybe Rashi and Pesachim would have to say, all right, that's Asham Talib. Is a good raya for this part, right? Unless we're about to take this raya the opposite direction, but correct. Correct. But that, the comparison, right, you can say the whole comparison. Plus, the comparison to Chatzof Avala Safik. After all, Chatzof Avala Safik is a real Safik, Lechora. So too, then, maybe Asham Talib is a bit of a real Safik. Just a real Safik with a heter achila, meaning a heter to do things kedin. Where we forget about the suffix or echad if you're doing things kedin.
Is there any indication of psukim that you would say that so suffix and?
There's no indication of psukim at all for this, Derek. That's not what the psukim sound like at all. Of course, in the psukim there's no indication of such thing as Asham Tolik, so it's a little hard, right? The psukim never say anything about an Asham Tolik, about suffix fate or anything, so it's hard to be died from the psukim. But even the psukim with the midrashim, there's no indication at all for this, which is why I think it's very radical. But, you know, I have no choice, because you guys both need no choice, but to say this, to answer the Rav's kasha, I'm Rashi in our daf. Right? So if any accuse me of being reformed, I'll say that it's Shriver and Gutenberg's fault. Okay, now we're ready for the next half of the Gemara. Right, what's the next half of the Gemara? Chas is the Ofa Bala Safi. There were two pshatim, and what was the case of Ashim Tali? How many pshatim are there, and what's the case of Chas is Ofa Bala Safi? I recognize it's not as crystal clear. But, let's see, okay? Let's make ourselves a little box here. What's the case of Chatas Ha'of Haba Al HaSafek? Right? What's the case that, what do we know? It's Yeshno Bival Tosiru, and it's Bikvura Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the case? What's the case where Yehuda says Bikovra the Chatas Ha'of Haba Al HaSafek? Okay, what's the case? Anyone? Anyone, what's the case? Meaning, stam, right? Stam, right? That's what most of the Rishonim sound like, right? So most of the Rishonim sound like, right? That's what Rashi sounds like. He doesn't say, no, sar b'chatzof b'ol ha'safik. He just says, chatzof b'ol ha'safik. Like, what more do you need to say? But as I'm telling you, you need to explain why you're doing anything to it but treating it like proper kutchin. Chatzof b'ol ha'safik, we know it's not necheles. It's a mishnayis, a whole list of mishnayis. You can have to fill a knapsack of mishnayis and krisis that tell you that. Chatzof b'ol ha'safik is not nechel, as we saw in the drash lingam or another. So Rashi and most Rishonim, the Riva assumes that it's the Rapasha, right? The Riva says, well, of course it's obvious why you're covering chatzof b'ol ha'safik, because it's suffik. So Rashi, the Riva, and all the Rishonim sound like this, is, say it's talking about every chatzos ha'of haba al ha'safik. Right? To the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen anyone who says that, no, it's talking about if it becomes nosar. But there is one other pshat. What's the other pshat? Who on the daf says a different pshat in our Gemara? No one? What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Rabbeinu Chananel says that Amr lo chatzof haba'al ha'safik ba'ashem tali v'echi yochichu she'im akad lo ba'al tosirus b'chzim li'nich min ha'boker v'anur amr b'shev v'ata amr b'kfur the time is so tfur ashem tali yisari for yudom yikavar chatzof haba'al ha'safik yisari for yudom yisilem l'amav v'tanya kate no on second tana rabbana ashem tali chatzof haba'al ha'safik kuzi yuz v'azara what? Yeah, here we are. Hey Rusho ashem tali sh'know de lo achar shchita the chatzof haba'al ha'safik should know the lo acher melikasa. The tam bekrisas for chatzof haba'al ha'safik nimsh the mishanim l'kanod lo arei zuti kager. Okay, there's, if you actually look in krisas, there's a problem. The gemara for Rabbi Chananel, the gemara sounds like that's only the drabbanan if it's no lo acher melikasa, but we'll leave that for now.
But Rabbi Hananel says, no da lo achar malika shelo chata.
Okay, those are the two pshatim of what the case of chatzot v'al safek in our Gemara here. Right, they don't discuss irbopso like nosar, because like, I guess, who cares if it's nosar, or it's already not nechal. Right? So, one pshat is that it's just every chatzot v'al safek, the minute you do the malika and you do the hazan mitzo yadam, chachamim say burn it. And, well, Rabbi Yehuda says bury it.
How can you burn it if it's a suffix?
Ah, okay, hold that thought. Good. I was hoping someone would say that. Okay, have you seen the second to last of Septim Tumura?
No.
Not yet. And Rabbi Hananel said, no, it means you did Malika, and then before you had the chance to be Mazeh the Dam, you realized that you had found evidence that you totally didn't do an Aveira, so the whole thing was a Bracha Latala. Okay. Not the case where it's a machlokas or it's a mitzvah of a sreifa. Now, and the Riva says this makes a lot of sense. Like, neither of these has Riva's kasha, right? Which is why the Riva started saying, the chatzot v'al safek are happy with. Of course I understand why Yehuda says bikvura, because if you take the mainstream shot, it's safek chulin, bazara. And if you take Rabbeinu Hananel, then it's almost Vazek Chulim Bazar, you know? It's almost complete Chulim Bazar, except it had a Malika Besafik or something. So this is for sure, there's an Indian Chulim Bazar here, and it makes a lot of sense why it's Bikvura. So the Rebuzz question is not a question. However, Le'idah Kisa, here we, you know, don't get hit by the train coming this way, get hit by the one coming that way. The what's the problem here? Does anyone have a problem reading the Gemara? Right? I should use nicer metaphors. Is there a problem, or is this Gemara fine? Like, do we have any trouble understanding the Gemara? Is this really valid? Right? It's a good disproof of Rabbi Yehuda, because it has the Isser of Baal Tosiru, and it's Bikvura. Is that really a good disproof of Rabbi Yehuda? It has the Isser of Baal Tosiru, and it's Bikvura? What do you think? No,
because there's a reason why it's Bikvura. Meaning over here.
Hold on a second.
There's a good reason.
Does Chatzot v'al safek have an Isser Baal Tosiru?
No.
Doesn't have an Isser Baal Tosiru?
Sure,
Misafik. Misafik, it has an Isser Baal Tosiru because maybe it's Kachim. If it has the Isser Baal Tosiru, is it Bikvura?
No. You're saying Rosh.
If it has the Isser Baal Tosiru, it's Bachi Laskohanim. Right. And if it's Bikvura, then there's no Isser Baal Tosiru. Mimanavshach, right? The problem is Mimanavshach. Right? This is the obvious problem in the Gemara. Mimanavshach. And even though you're going to tell me, if this is such an obvious problem in the Gemara, why didn't any Rishonim ask this question? The answer is, they did, you just didn't notice. And Simi is already on to what I mean, perhaps. So he didn't tell me who asked this question without us noticing it. What's the question? The problem is Mimanavshach. It is not Vival Tosiru and Bikvura. It might be Vival Tosiru, or it might be Bikvura. But for sure, it's either one or the other, but not both. So how can this be a pircha? What do you mean? Any time I find something, there's a suffix, two things? Anything I find that's a suffix is allowed to be a pircha? Every androgynous is a pircha on everything, because they might be a man, might be a woman, so there's a pircha on every halakha of men and women? No, it's ridiculous. You can't bring a pircha from what something might be. You can bring a pircha from what something is. And this is, and for Rabbeinu Hananel, you end up with the same problem for Rabbeinu Hananel, because Mimanavshach. If it was, I mean, there's no Mimanavshach for Rabbeinu Hananel, Gwai Nosalam Afreya, that it was not a carbon, and if it was not a carbon, it's not Vival Tosiru, right? Kulin is not Vival Tosiru. So the problem is, Mimanavshach, if it's Bival Tosiru, it's not Bikvura. And if it's Bikvura, it's not Bival Tosiru. This is a very strong question in the Gemara. Now, okay, Yaakov Brun will say to me, if this is such a strong question in the Gemara, how come I didn't see it today? I read all the Rishonim, Daf Chesed Aleph, and I didn't see any of the Rishonim asking this question. So, Simi will answer which Rishon asked this question on the Gemara and answer it. It's such a good question. Mimanavshach, there's no such thing as a chatzov of all sudden the vatal sira and bitvura. It's just we don't know which one it is, but it's not both. So who asked this question? Okay.
Rashi says it's not even dava.
Okay. Let's look at Rashi. Va'ata Omer Bikfura. Anyone notice this Rashi? Va'ata Omer Bikfura? The fourth Rashi? Tell me what upset you out of this Rashi. Va'ata Omer Bikfura, A'oshem Tolui Koy. The Ka'amar of Yehuda you cover. Va'ata Omer Bikfura, A'oshem Tolui Koy. Why does Rashi say A'oshem Tolui Koy? Why does Rashi say, what does Rashi mean when he says A'oshem Tolui Koy? So it sounds like the Gemara is only asking Kasha from Moshe Tolui, not from Chatzov of Ola Safik.
So there's a separate
machlokes. So they happen to have the same machlokes about two things. Why? For whatever reason, they happen to have the same machlokes about two things, as we explained. But the Gemara is Pirchas from Ashem Tolui. So maybe one answer is, answer number one, is Rashi. The Pircha was only from Asham Toloi. That is A'osham Toloi Koi. A'osham Toloi Koi. Right? The Pircha was from Asham Toloi. And the Chanarish from Chatzal Balasavit is not a Pircha. Because that's either Chulin or a regular Karban. The Pircha was from Asham Toloi, whether you take like Rashi Tamor or like Rashi Tzachim. The Pircha was from Asham Toloi. But what is, what's the other option? What if you take the Gemara Kipshuto? Right? Take the Gemara Brach, took the Gemara Kipshuto. L'chor, we should take the Gemara Kipshuto, right? If you take the Gemara Kipshuto, there's a Simtash of Chatzof of Bala Safik, then it's a little strange.
Rashi also said the Chatz is open to Rashi, you hold this Machim when you learn the La'amba. The Gemara is asking, oh, you say it's the Kvura.
Alright, I knew you were going to say that. That maybe when Rashi says Asham Tolokoi, he just means Asham Tolokoi, Bulashim Kvura. Because Asham Tolokoi is Kvura, but really the Pirush is also from Chatzof of Alasafek because you are, because you're Mata Lama.
I thought it was Rashi. I thought it was Rashi that maybe they're only asking for
Asham Tolokoi. You're helping me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're wrong. Fine, then I'll take it.
But I take back whatever I said to her.
Okay, well. Could be Rashi means that the Pirch is only from Ashton Tolley, and then there's no problem. The other answer is, of course, is the Grach. The Grach basically takes the comparison where Nazir and pulls it in the opposite direction. Right? What does Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim says, hold on a second. Look at this Gemara Nazir, right? What do you do with the Gemara in Nazir? Right? Basically the question is, why are you allowed to bring a Karban Misafek? Why isn't a Chashash Chulin Bazar? Why are you allowed to bring carbon Yisafik? Why isn't it a Shashkul and Bazara? Right? Valid question? So,
Zeres
HaKasav from the Gemara Nazir, you mean, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I mean, it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, but Zeres HaKasav from the Drasha and Nazir, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what is the Ribase? Chathas Ha'ov Haba Al HaSafik. So, why is there no iser of Safek Chulin Bazara? Who ever heard that you're allowed to do a Safek iser, right? First of all, why does a woman bring a chat, or today it could be a man also, but why does a woman bring a chatzofa bala Safek? Why is it so important for her to bring this carbon be Safek? For Tahara, because she's mechuseres kipurim, right? And she's asur b'kachim until she brings this carbon, so she has to bring a chatzof haba al ha-Safek. So why is there no chashash kulin bazara? What is the Riva saying? what does the Riva say?
Rashi says it could be
the
Chatas could be in a dama.
Rashi says even what? Rashi already about sitting blah or in a
dama. It's the ola.
Oh, it's the ola.
Yeah, no. She has to bring a chatas and an ola. The ola is easy. Just say if I don't owe it, it'll be in a dava. You can't bring chatas but a dava. So that's why it's special chatas ola something. The Riva says here that Yeah, sorry, the Riva in the Tosa Shans, right? Footnote 8 here, close to the Tosa Shans. That there's no problem with Chulin Ba'azora, because Chulin Shis Ba'azora is only Drabbanan. And therefore, for the Sorech of Tara, they were moderate. So it could be there's no Chash Chulin Ba'azora because, right? And then this whole Gemara doesn't mean Asmachta. So you could say, like, the Riva in the Tosa Shans, it says, because Chulin Shinish Tubazara is only Midrabana and they were Matzah, right? That's simple enough. What does Rashi say? Why is there no Chash of Chulin Shinish Tubazara? What does Rashi say in our daf? Right? So, Rashi says there's a Gossip, and interestingly, what does Rashi in Tmur Lam Dalam Aleph? He says that Kol Isha Shipila Safek, etc. The whole Ve'in Nikteres Lo Ichvas Lo Nizor Dam Lo Safek. Since you're not being matter or anything, right? Chatzos Oath, right? You know, right? Trivia question, right? You probably played trivia games when you were younger. What's the only karbon where you're not matter anything on the Mizbeah? Chatzos Oath. Every behema for an Oli you're matter the whole thing on the Mizbeah. For every other karban, you're makter the chelav on the mizbeach, right? Olos ha'of, you're makter the whole thing mizbeach. Chatas ha'of is the only karban where nothing gets burned on the mizbeach. Ein lozbeach el adama bilvad, the Gemara says in a few places. So he says, you're not makter anything on the mizbeach, says, no chshas be makter chulin. Lechon zor dam ala safek, srikas dam y safek is not a problem, there's no iser if you're wrong about the dam. Bein necheles, because maybe it's nevela. So Rashi says basically, hold on, you're not shechting it. You're doing lika. You're not shechting it. You're not being burning anything in the Mizbeach. So don't worry about Chulin Ba'azara. Right? Basically, it's not a problem with Chulin Ba'azara. This is not a problem with Chulin Ba'azara because you're not really doing anything so bad. Right? And Rashi here says Zigzir Sakasav. I think what Rashi means is that, right? Rashi, Sachin plus Tamura. That the Zeres HaKasov tells us that Melika and Hazaas Dam Chulin Ba'azara is not a problem. Right? Basically, the Zeres HaKasov tells us, when it comes to Chatzos Oath, don't worry about Chulin Ba'azara, because Hashem's not makbid on Melika's Chulin Ba'azara, and he's not makbid on Hazaas Dam Chulin Ba'azara. He's only makbid on Shechita's Chulin Ba'azara and Haktara's Chulin Ba'azara. But does that have to be according to both Chizkiah and Rabbi Yabahu?
I don't know. Just
what? Right, that is according to Rabbi Yabahu. So, and the question is, what happens when you get to? Yeah, then that's similar in the Chav Gimel and Beis, right? That Ikebenayu, Chulzius Bazar, according to. Yeah, no, Chulzius according to Rogi, there's no Achlokis, Chizkim Rabbo, that's the portion of Chav Gimel and Beis. So that might depend on Chizkim Rabbi Yavahu, which we know is the Machlokis Rishon. Okay, however, what's the. That's one option. One option is that either there's no such thing as Chulzius Bazar in the first place. Midoraisa, so you don't need Xeris HaKasav, or the Xeris HaKasav teaches us that this is not a problem with Chulin Shinish Kutubazara, right? So Rashi says, it's not a problem with Chulin Shinish Kutubazara. Right? Rashi in, not a problem with Chulin Shinish Kutubazara, at least not on the on the Doraisa level. Now, the, I'm sorry. What's the other option? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in number 5, right? Just at the end, last 2 lines, number 5. Says no. Why do you have to burn? Except it might be chulin shishtu bazara. The Rambam says it might be chulin shishtu bazara. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that it's a gzeiras hakasov lehatir hakravas safek chulin. Ba'azara. So basically, what did the Rambam tell us? Rambam tells us that the Gzeiras HaKasav, that even though it's a chashash v'chulin ba'azara, you're allowed to be makrivit anyway. Not like Rashi in Torah says it's not chulin ba'azara, or the Rivah who says it's not chulin ba'azara. Right? The Rivah says not chulin ba'azara because there's no such thing in the Torah, and the Rashi says seems to say al pi Gzeiras HaKasav it's not chulin ba'azara. But what if you assume that it really is a safek chulin ba'azara? The Rambam says, okay, that's the gzeiras hakasav nazir. He takes the gzeiras hakasav nazir very seriously. It really is a chashash of iser chulin ba'azara. But even though it's a chashash of iser chulin ba'azara, the Torah was moderate. The Torah was moderate anyway. Now, what does Rav Chaim do with this? Rav Chaim says, hold on a second. Rav Chaim says, hold on a second. What do we mean by... Right, what do we mean by this? Rav Chaim just takes it a step farther. And he does this to answer a few very, very difficult Rambams, right? Anyone remember any difficult Rambams? That the Rav Chaim, where's this Rav Chaim, of course, is not in the Chibur of Rav Chaim, it's in the Chibur of the Griz, who quotes him. There's a few difficult Rambams. What are a few difficult Rambams? Let's look, for example, at number 5. Ha'isha shalohuchzga ubra v'ipila v'lo yodam ha'ipila alav zayim nefal shechevis al carbon adovish ein chayim al carbon. She doesn't know if she had a 40-day nefal or whatever the proper gather is al pidin tomorrow. Shechevis al carbon adovish ein chayim al carbon. You're suffering your carbon v'chatas v'ein chatas v'nechel. Shechein shtei nashim she'ipilu shnei nefalim. Nefal echad roi lahakar v'lov nefal ha'achar p'tura alav. V'ein achz v'hem makeres nefalah. Kol achz v'shtei v'yis carbon misaf v'ein chatas achz v'shtei nechel. Etc. What does Rambam say if two women have one baby between them, right? What would you have said, even before knowing that this is a Mefurish Mishnah? What would you have said? Two women have one baby between them. What would you have told them to do? Anyone ever learn Mesachs Nazir Mishnayos? No. What do you do if you're not sure who has to bring the carbon? Two women have one baby. What would you tell them to do? Have a chip in for Nechatz Ha'ov. I'll shame whoever had the baby. Right? That's what we do every other case. We're not sure who owes the carbon. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Number 4. Mishnah Kri says, Eil v'yis einu chalas ha'apelti inu diya ma'i pila. U'shtei nashim she'pilu achnim yin p'tor v'achnim yin chova. Amar Rabbi Yossi yin basa yin shahol v'zel mizu l'amarev. Yeah, if they went to different places and never connected with each other, they each have to bring a safek chatzov. Avon lo yishtem om do shtem v'yis carbon nechal. If they're both here together, let them chip in, bring one carbon for whoever it is, and it'll be nechal. Why did the Rambam say they each have to bring a chatzof apala safik? Why can't they chip in and bring a vadai chatzof? And that's just compounded by the Rambam number 7. Ha'isha shishalas safik chamish leidos or safik chamish zivos v'viyah carbon echad v'ochel zach v'en shal lechova. She has a safik 5 leidos, safik 5 zivos. She brings one carbon, chatzof apala safik, and now she's tahora and doesn't bother with the rest. Ha'yo lechamish leidos vados v'chamish zivos vados v'viyah carbon echad v'ochel zach v'en shal lechova. If she had 5 vadai leidos or Ziva, she brings one carbon, she's Zahora, but she owes the other 4. Chena din bezov. Hayo lehei leidos vados v'chomish leidos safek. What if she had 5 vaday babies and 5 safek babies? What would you paskin? She had 5 vaday babies and 5 safek babies. What would you tell her to do? If she had 10 vaday babies, what would she have to do to be Tahora? One carbon. She had 10 safek babies, what would she have to do to be Tahora? One carbon. What if she had 5 vada and 5 suffix? What would you tell her to do?
One carbon.
You mean manavshach. Either she had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 babies. Whatever it was, she owes one carbon. What does the Rambam tell her to do? Right? The via shtei carbon is echel al vada v'nechel, ushar vados al avchova v'echel al suffix v'in v'echel v'in shar al avchova. Brings one that's nechel and one that's not nechel. Basically, what does Rav Chaim say? He He says there's two fundamentally different ways to understand Chatzofa Bala Safik. One of the two fundamentally different ways to understand Chatzofa Ba Al Ha Safik. Chatas Ha'of Haba Al Ha Safik. The Pashat understanding is that Mimanisha. It's either Chulin, if she didn't give birth, right? either Chulin, or let's say better. Nivia Misafik, if Yolda is a Chatas, and if Lo Yolda, there's no Isser B'davar either, because there's never an Isser Kulmazar, or because this is not Kulmazar, or because it's special matter. What does Rav Chaim say? What does Rav Chaim explain? Chatzof Bala Safik? He says, no. Chatzof Bala Safik, not a Safik Chatzof. Basically, Pashat, it's a Safik Chatzof. He says, no, not a Safik Chatzof. It's a Chatzof Habala Safik. What does he compare it to? It's like an... Exactly, he says it's like an Asham Talon, which means that what he says is that no, it's a Vadai Chiyuv. She is Mevia Bivadai. Mevia Bivadai, a special Chiyuv of a Chetza Shel Chatzas Ha'ov Haba Ala Safi. The chetza is still a chetza that has a suffix within it. But she is a vadai chiyuv to bring it. She is a vadai chiyuv to bring a chetza of a suffix carbon. That's basically what he's saying. Vadai special, vadai chiyuv. Say it better. Vadai chiyuv to bring a chetza shell carbon suffix, which, according to the very radical idea, might be the same as an Asham Talon almost. Right? So, and that's basically what he says, right? If you say there's no chulish mishnu mazara, well, okay, pashtus. Let's say, if you say there's really no problem with chulish mishnu mazara, then probably you're just bringing it misafik. After all, there's no problem, so bring me something. If you say like the Rambam, then no, it's exeris akasav. The Rambam says there really is a special exeris akasav here. The Xeris HaKosov could just be that don't worry about the Yisr, or the Xeris HaKosov could be like the graph that no, there's a special new carbon in the Torah. It's not a Sotik old carbon, Sotik Chulin. It's a new carbon. It's a Brisker Ben Hashmasha Sotik. It's a new, that's why, what kind of Brisker? It's a new carbon, which is called, you have to bring the special Chepsa of carbon sulfate that's brought but not nechol. What are all the rayas to this var in the Rambam? Let's just enumerate the rayas. Number one, what about shtei nashim? So if you said it was just levia misulfate to cover your bases, right? Just cover your bases. Then what should shtei nashim do to cover their bases? We just said. Right, exactly. They should... Chatas Echad Beinehem. And that is the Pshat of the Mishnah. Right? Pshat of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Bamed Bar Amur, the Pshat is that, like other Tanakh, maybe Bamed Bar Amur is not an argument, it's just a clarification. Then he says, Bamed Bar Amur, if the two women aren't together, they can't get their act together. But if the two women are standing in the same place at the same time, they just chip in by one, be mocked of the money to whoever had the real baby, and be mocked of it. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Ta'os ha'ov ha'ba'os al ha'safik. Why? Because each one has a vadei chiyuv chatzof ha'ba'al ha'safik. If each one has a vadei chiyuv chatzof ha'ba'al ha'safik, you can't be yotzei with a vadei. Wait, can you bring a chatzos that I'm not sure told you to be yotzei? No! You can't bring a carbon, a vadei carbon if you're chayv ha'safik carbon. You're chayv ha'safik carbon. And you get the same issue of, what about... Hey, Leidos
vadoyos vehei leidos safik. What would you say? If you're just covering your bases, what do you have to bring to cover your bases? Right? Just the regular chatas. And what does the Rambam say? Just the regular chatas. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says no. Echad chatas vaday echad and chatas safik echad. This doesn't make any sense. The whole point of bringing chatas is in case you need a chatas, then you brought a chatas. One chatas is the you for any number of lidos. Right? How can it be that five vaday and five safik are more chomer than 10 vaday? There are 10 vaday, one carbon would be enough. The answer is no, because when you have a safik lady, you have a special chiyuv of a chatas of a bala safik. And you can't be yom say the safik chiyuv with the vaday. No, because one chatas can't be for two people. It's only for one person. Right. Now, okay, in this case, the pshat of the Gemara is like the Rambam. Because the Gemara says in Kristaf, Chasan Alf, number 6, Tanur Ban, Hei Lidos Vadai, Hei Zivo Safik, or Hei Lidos Vadai, Hei Lidos Safik, Via Beis Kinem, Achzal Vadai, Achzal Safik, Shal Vadai Nechel, Shar Lechova, Shal Safik, Ein Nechel, Ein Shar Lechova. The Gemara sounds like, the Rambam here, but all the Achronim, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Gilyon HaShas, right there in Krista, says, what would you say if you were Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Gilyon HaShas? Says, Tavuli, Dav Echatiski, what is good enough? What do you, why do you need to bring two? Dima Safik, Hain Zavos, Pother Avna Shalavavit, Yishal Asar Ziva, Zaki Echad, right? Yimanashav. If she didn't have the other five, then she's not five. If she did have the other five, she's Yotzei. So, then, what is the result? This is the Gilyon HaShas. And what did the Rishash say? The Rishash says, you know what? We messed up the gears of the Gemara. You know what it really says? It really says she had five Vaday Leidos and five Suffolk Zivos, or five Vaday Zivos and five Suffolk Leidos. That's why she has to bring separate carbonos, because the same carbon can't be for Leida and Ziva. But Chas Psalm, of course, it doesn't mean what it says in our gears, huh? So this is the Rishash, this is the Rishash, who's Magia the Gemara. He is Tama. And he is Mahi of the Gemara. Basically, all the Achronim and all the other Achronim say that, oh, it's Xerah Darabana she has to bring two. But Rechaim says, that's not Shah of the Rambam. All the other Achronim say Xerah Darabana. It's very strange. You have to bring extra Karbana to Xerah Darabana. It's bad enough we ever bring this Chatzah of the Bala Safik. Bring it as Xerah Darabana? That's also very dochic, right? If you look in the Sas Emes there, says it's a Din Darabana. Right? Because, of course, that can't be the real Din. Rav Chaim says, no, yes, it can be the real din, right? If there's a special chiyuv of chatzof avol safik, a special chiyuv of chatzof chatzof avol safik, then if I have a safik and a vadai, I can't be yotzei the vadai with a carbon chatzof safik, and I can't be yotzei the safik and the chatzof vadai, so I have to bring them both. Can have an even more radical nafkamina here. What was the more radical nafkamina in that Tosos and the Shittim Kubetzes? Right? What were Tosin the Shittim Kubetzes and Krisis arguing about? What about this case? What about Hevia Chatas Ha'ov Misafik V'achar Kach Noda La Sheyolda? What's the din? She brought up Misafik and then found out that she gave birth. What's the din? What would you say the din is? She'd be yolda. The whole point was she covered her bases, right? That's what Tosin says in Krisis, the one in the Makorah sheet. Right, what daf was that in? The very end of that Tosfos in Krisus. Chav Bezam Advez, he has a long discussion of what if she found out between Malika and Hazah. But if after she brought the whole thing, he says, Dara Pashat. The law says, Achar Zah is Pashat, Vada Yasul Mever Chazah of Bala Zavi Necheles. For sure, it's Necheles. Right, well, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos says, it's Necheles, and it turns into a Vada Chazah, right? Right, it's Necheles, and it's now a Vadai Chatas. What does the Shittim Kubetzes say there in the Hashmatos, which is another version of Tosfos there? Shittim Kubetzes says, nope, it says, Eina Necheles, V'chayeves Lahavi Chatas Vadai V'necheles. He says she has to bring a second Chatas. Why, he said? That Chatas was for the Safek. It was Matahar the Safek.
Now she has a badai. Now she needs to bring a new chatas, new chaper, and the badai. After all, right, Noah, if I eat safek chilev and I bring yashim toluk, then I found out I eat badai chilev. What does everyone know I need to do? If now I found out I eat badai chilev, I have to bring chatas. Yashim toluk was the kapara for safek. Now I need a badai kapara. That's what Shimon said. That was the safek kapara. Now I need a badai kapara. Right? If the whole thing is just covering my bases, then I've covered my bases. Why do I need a new badai kapara? So he says, no, that was a chetz of kapara safek. Now you need a new chetz of kapara's badai. That's a very radical nafgamina. I think another place you could bring a raya for this in the Rambam is what's another place you can bring a raya in the Rambam? So, what does the Rambam say in Psulim Mikdash number 8? Chatzov abola safek nafgim mitzvah safek inu necheles eluti sarif kichol psulei hamukdashim. Why? Now, Rambam passed like a chum that you burn chatzov abola safek. Why does the Rambam say you burn it? Why does the Rambam say you burn it? Because what is it? What does Rambam just say? Number 8? What? It's psulei mukdashim. Why would you have said you burn it? Right? Because it's safek what? Safek? Safek what? Safek good and safek? Chulin. What did the Rambam say? No, it's just kashim psul. As a matter of fact, number 9, the Rambam says, Elohim and Barin, kashim shemesu, ben kashim shemesu, kashim shemesu, kashim shepilu nefel, he pilu shelvi yachon, so I go to Upan and Warba, the chulin shishu vazara. Chulin shishu vazara taka is bekfur, according to the Rambam. And then he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Chulin shishu vazara is bekfura. This is besreifa. Why? Because what's wrong if it is not, then it might be chulin. No, what's wrong with it is that it's a chefta of kashim she'enam necholim. Chefta of kashim she'enam necholim is bisreifa like all other kashim she'enam necholim.
Is it possible right now that this is
machlokes Rabbi Yehuda? It is possible, according to the Rambam, it is possible. Right, I can't prove it either way. It's certainly possible. Now, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that it is... No, basically the question is, why is it not nechel? Is it not nechel because it might be chulin? Or is it not nechel because the gzeres akasav that it's a chetz of karmen she'ino nechel? What does the Rambam seem to say? It's a gzeres akasav a chetz of karmen she'ino nechel. That's why it's besveifa like all psulei ha mukdashim. Right? Anyone see the orange marker? There it is. Right? We'll come back to this, but let's bring another raya of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's b'sreifa kichol psulei hamukdashin and not kichulin shenishvetu ba'azara within the shita of the chachamim. Now, who asked me before when is it b'sreifa? Right? When should you burn this? Let's say about Leib Chum, you burn it. When should you burn this Chatzof HaBala Safek? What do you think?
Morning.
What? The next morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Why? Because it might be a Chatzos. Might be Nechol. Okay, great question. Here. When do you burn it? So, Gutenberg says, right? Lamacha, right? You burn it the next day. What do we call that in halachic language when you have to save it for the next day to burn it? Exactly, right? Right. Let's say to Uber to Russo. Right to Uber to Russo. He ate to his favor. If it's just a regular old fashioned suffix, not a fancy brisker suffix, a regular old fashioned suffix. Then it might be cool and it might be total kosher karban, so you have to wait till the next day to burn it. But according to Rav Chaim, when you say if it's a chetza of this karban suffik sheino nechol, when would you burn it? Shot in the Rambam, psulim mukdashim, right? Miyad. So what's the right answer? So they point out that in the last tosefta in Tzmur, it's not the last, second last tosefta, go till Dalad Yud Zayin number 10, says. That's the same as the as a sephra. But case that korbachas ofa, you know, so sal gabi amas amayim is galus. We already not called kidron. That the way you do the kfur is by throwing it into the ama, like we saw in the mishnah before. Shmuel bar Yochanan broke omer chalun haisa shalom arava shal kevesh ama lema revucha haisa nikris sham nosim chadas of to uber tsaras and tastefully says reifa. Rabbi Yonasan ben Broka says there is a special chalon doesn't mean window. Chalon means I don't know what the word for it in English. Basically, it's like there's a hole in the wall or the floor. That's where they used to keep everything in the base of Mekdash, like built in like cubbies. A cubby, right? That's what it is. A cubby, like a hole in the wall where you keep things, right? Something like that. There was some sort of shelf, right? There was a closet, a cubby, whatever. But the way they used to make cubbies in the old days, they didn't like put off shelves with like brackets and like pieces of wood. They just hollowed out.
Recessed.
Yeah. Okay, Gavaldin. Anyway, he says where you would put it till the next day when you could burn it. That is where Yochanan ben Broka, right? But that's not what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, "Rishimun Amar Yisarf Ruv Yehudah Amar Yikav Ruv." And the Rambam says it's b'sreifa k'chol psuli mukdashim. The Rambam sounds like he understands that it's miyad, right? Shot of Rabbi Shimon in the Tosefta and the Rambam. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says you kept it someplace till the next day. Rabbi Shimon just says you burnt it. How can you burn it right away? It might be a kosher karbon. You're allowed to burn a kosher karbon? Okay, maybe the answer is yes. But that's an interesting question. If there's a kosher karbon, but you know you're not going to eat it, are you allowed to burn it? Interesting question. But in all of Shas, the answer is no. Because every time you have a suffix in all of Shas, what do? We don't say, since you're not going to eat it anyway, just burn it. We say, to Uber, to Rasam, yes, it's a straight. Anyone knows, in all of Kutchim, if you have a suffix, whether a meat is pasul or kosher, you leave it till the next day to burn it, because maybe it's pasul, you can't eat it. Maybe it's kosher, you can't do the aver of Ibud Kutchim for no reason. So you leave it till the next day. That's Yom Merokah. Leave it till the next day and eat it, because it might be kosher. What's the Rambam saying based on Shimon and Tosefta? No, it's for sure not kosher. How can it be for sure not kosher? Because it's a special chetza of carbon safek, which is for sure nikrav, and for sure not nechal. Right? And therefore, even though the Rambam sounds like it's only treif for achilu misafek, but it's mukra from achilas kutshim bevadai. The truth is, if you go through all of Maseches Krisos, you can find a million more nafkaminas of this chakira. I'll just throw out a couple of nafkaminas that are mentioned in that Chazon Ish, interestingly. What if a czar does the avod of a chatzahof of all the safek? Right? Does he get Malkus? So, the Keren Or says, of course he doesn't get Malkus, because it might be Chulin. And the Chazon Ish says he does get Malkus. Chazon Ish holds like Rav Chaim here. I know, the Chazon Ish likes to argue with Rav Chaim, but sometimes he admitted Rav Chaim got it right. Or, you know, maybe he said he got it first, I don't know. But the Keren Or says, well, he's possible for Malkus, because we don't know what it is. Chaim says, we do know what it is. It's a vada chiva voda. And if there's a vada chiva voda and he did it, then he's vada gets Malkus. Or another nafkamina. What if after the whole avoda she found out she didn't give birth? What if after the whole avoda she found out she didn't give birth? Is it now chulin or kachin? So the mental scanner says, now it's chulin. It's like, why must not pray that she didn't give birth? And it's just, no. Now it's still kachin because she went, if that was a vada avoda, you're supposed to do to this kind of object. Or, the Chazon Ish, sorry. So just throwing a whole bunch of other nafkaminas, so far at least from things on the brackets, right? Five, you could say, what about a czar, she'avad avodasa? Here the Keren Ora says that, ain't no loka misafik. And the Chazon Ish says, loka, because it's vada avoda. Yeah, the cheft of the carbon, the special cheft of this in-between carbon. But it's vada that this is an avoda, which Kohanim are supposed to do. Or the question is, what about no de lo achar haza'a shalo yoda? The opposite of the case of Tosfos Shidduch Kabetzes. So
So the Minchas Chinuch says it's chulin. The Chazanish says it's still
kadosh.
Chazanish, what do you mean? It's a cheft of kedushas karkas of alasafik. That cheft didn't change. It was mikrav before she knew. Minchas Chinuch said no. Igloidel smar freya. Which possibility was right? It was just one of two possibilities. We happen to not know. Igloidel smar freya. The chulin possibility is right. Okay, there's many other nafgaminas you could discuss, such as there's some discussion of whether this malika counts as shchita or not. Right, Machlokes Rishonim, does this malika count as shchita or not? According to Rav Chaim, the malika should count as shchita because it was the avodah you're supposed to do. According to the other possibility, the malika should only be suffik shchita because maybe it was chulin, maybe it was kachim. Or then that affects also the question of tumah, does it have tumas mitela? Right? Is a big discussion. And I'll point out if you're interested in looking up, in terms of why there's no Isser Kula Mazara, there could be nafgaminas such as, what about other cases? Would there also be, is it a special Xeris Kasav, or is this just not a problem with Kula Mazara? So what about other cases? Like, for example, what about Safe Khatas Oof? That's not for tumah. Is there also a mat there? Because there's no chul mazara or not. What about suffik if the woman's alive? If the woman's still alive or not? She for sure gave birth, but you're not sure if she's alive or dead. Is that still within the heter or not? If you say like the Rizva, there's really no heter in the first. There's no issur in the first place. Like Rashi, Zayir Sakasa tells us that what you do with chasa ofa is an issur in the first place. That every suffik should be mutter. See, like the Rashi, Zayir Sakasa might only be the kind of suffik which we darshan about. I believe that for another.
Coming to the other side, the suffik korban.
No, it's just the only way you can be Tahora. You don't have to bring it. That's Nafina. Do you have to bring it? Or only if you want to be Tahora? Right? According to Rechaim, you have to bring it. The special din you have to bring. According to the other approach, no, it's just an eighth of a clever trick in order to be entire of yourself. I hope that answers your question.
So something on it would also be another
Safe sake or something. Correct. That could also be another nafkamina. Okay. So that is basically some interest. We never got back to where we started. So, what did I want to say? I want to say that according to the Grach, then our Gemara makes perfect sense. Why? Because it's a special chepta, which is Bival Tosiru, and Bikvura Lifi Rabbi Yehuda at the same time. It's not that either one or the other, but not both. No, it's a special chefta of Chasofa Balasafik, which had an Isra of Nosar. Right? This gets into the plot says even if it's Kachim Sulu have an Isra of Nosar. And it's Bikvura Lifi Rabbi Yehuda. It's not just maybe Bikvura Lifi Rabbi Yehuda, it's for sure Bikvura Lifi Rabbi Yehuda. That's the nature of this special karban. And that's just maybe Valto Siru, it's for sure Valto Siru. So that's the nature of this carbon. And matter of fact, as long as one side is for sure, that's good enough. Right? So it's not only maybe Bikfura Lefira Yehuda, it's for sure Bikfura Lefira Yehuda according to. It's for sure Bikfura Lefira Yehuda according to Rechaim. After all, the Shidduk Betta says, even if she found out she gave birth, it's still Bikfura. Because that's the din of this Chafza of carbon. Okay, so that's a little basic one of this Chafza of Balasafik.
Are we inverting what we said about Ashkenazim?
Yes, we are. We basically take this Gemara Nazir compared to Ashkenazim Tali Chatzof Balasafik. So in the first half of Shir, we said maybe that proves Ashkenazim Tali is not as big a Vada as we think it. It's a bit of a Safik. In the second half of Shir, we're saying maybe that proves Chatzof is not as big a Safik as we thought. It's more of a Vada.
I'll be Pashtas Ashkenazim Tali.
Al-Tantoli is a Vadai Shebibadorn Shein Kamohu, and Chatzof Balasafik is a Safik Shebisteiko Shein Kamohu. And we're saying maybe you could go one way or maybe you could go the other way, depending on whose sheet you're trying to explain. We're never saying the same thing for both for the same person. We're never saying both for the same person, because the first half was only according to Rashi, and this half is only not according to Rashi. Yeah. So that's still okay. And what I wanted to say is, it could be. What?
And the Rivad definitely disagrees with both.
The Rivad definitely disagrees with both of these, correct. The Riva is a Pasha de Yid. He doesn't want to make any big chidushim. He wants to just continue the Pasha understanding that, that he learned from his mother in the Shais. he's just, you know, he's wary of making big fiducia. The Agav, the Shidu and Betzir said explicitly, he said, it's the exact same din as Hashem Talui. Just like Hashem Talui, it's Kippur Sveika, and now you bring another one for Kippur Zvadai, so too here. sorry. It could be even Rashi's a little Lashitase, even though here brings Lashitase in different Masechtas. If Rashi has no problem with Kulush and Ishbazar in the first place, then it's more likely that he thinks it's just an Eitz HaTova, right? And not a special Chiyuv, right? Just sort of an Eitz HaTova and not a special Chiyuv. And therefore, it makes sense that he would not say like Rabbi here. Okay, that's Katzal Philosophic. Hopefully, we know a little more about these interesting kind of Karbanos than we did in the first place. And as the Neil Shriver says, we could summarize everything we've done in the last hour and 20 minutes by saying the Gemara Nazir has a drusha, which may be an asmachta or a real drusha. The Riva thinks it's an asmachta in such chance. Comparing Katzal Philosophic to Ashim Talui, the Riva says, don't take that too seriously, because Ashim Talui is a vadai, nothing to talk about. Katzal Philosophic is just an regular suffix, nothing to talk about. But what we claim is that there is one to talk about. A, it could be for Rashi and Sakha Mashim Tully is a little bit more of a suffix, even though it's a Vade Hefter Yunakrivit Bakashras. And B, according to Rav Chaim, and very, very, very strong convincing proofs in the Rambam, Chasov Avala Suffix might not be a pure suffix, just we don't know what to do, like every suffix that happens to come up in some weird case once in a while, but it's a special din, to bring this special carbon chatzot of avala safek, but it's a vaday parsha v'akrava of chatzot of avala safek, which is again something Briskers always like to do with benes shmashas, etc., to turn sekos into hepsis shel safek. But over here, they have no choice, because basically the time you get to the Rambam, you have no choice but to admit that. It's mukhrach in the Rambam. Maybe if you have a pedochet gadol, if you took every single Rambam and gave some dachot pshat in it. Definitely Pashim Shad Rambam, and it's a Mefurish Shit Mekubetas increases. That goes without saying. Okay, well, we still have the part about Mefar Vizor L'Ruach L'Mata L'Yam to do, although we have a Chabura this morning, which was the sandwich of Chabura and Bris, was an unforeseen, happy coincidence. The sorrow of too much wealth. So let's we're not going to be able to finish discussing this and give a little break before Daniel's Chabura. So I assume everyone got up to the Mishnah in Seder. What?
Gemara, we haven't done
anything. The what?
The Gemara, yeah.
You haven't done the rest of everything. Okay. Do you want to do first thing Sunday morning? Anyone interested? Or you want to see how much we can squeeze until 12 o'clock and not have a break? See if we can squeeze it until 12 o'clock without a break?
We're definitely not having a Monday.
Or you want to wait till Monday and you could start chazering until Monday. You're allowed to start chazering before the last year. Right? Maybe that's the easiest thing. Keep our regular kviyas. You available Monday? What? Okay. So you want to keep our regular Kfiyas Monday? We'll just we'll finish up Monday, and we'll finish up Monday. And meanwhile, we can start chazaring.
And the concrete chazar is 2 weeks.
What?
The chazar is for 2 weeks.
The you don't know my shita on Bechinas?
No.
Everyone. You know how sometimes people argue and they only argue because they make a wrong assumption to start with? So there's a whole tension. Should you have tests in learning or should you not have tests? So on the one hand, you want learning to be lishma, right? You want to be exciting and informing everything. And tests are shalom lishma, but on the other hand, they get you to work hard. So I think that's the silliest dichotomy I ever heard in my life. Aim lishma po test. Nothing is more lishma than having a test. Because it really helps you focus your chazara and gives you a goal and gives you a time frame. And when I was in Princeton, I took all of Rosenzweig's bechinas, because even though he didn't grade them, he says you're chayv to take them. That's your chiyuv Talmud Torah. It's the best way for you to learn. You have to take them for Talmud Torah. I only have to grade them for Dinei Mavadas. I get paid from YU, and I don't get paid for grading your bechina. But uh,
But I took all the bechinas when I was in Princeton, because you can't learn well unless you have something to focus your chazara on lishma. So the bechinas are not like an embarrassment or a vestige of being a rabbinical seminary or academic or anything like that. Bechinas are the best way to learn, and all yeshivas should have proper bechinas, because that helps you focus your lishma, your chazara, because everyone knows that. Ain't no dome, chazara. I'll just sit in chazar to chazar. There's a fixed thing that I have to do at a fixed time, and I get excited about it, and, you know, there's no more fun. Everyone remember back in the NYU, there was no day in Rosh Hashanah that was more fun than the day before the Bechina. It was amazing, inspiring, and spiritual heights of really knowing it in a way where you could put it down on a piece of paper and the Kenyan Torah. So hopefully, I hope everyone here agrees with me, but the spiritual high of the year. I'm not talking about chagim and etc. But within learning, you know, I'm not going to compare that to Yom Kippur. I mean, that's a bit of apples and oranges, maybe even. But within Talmud Torah, the spiritual high of the year was not the best chiddush. The spiritual high of the year was the 20 minutes before the Bechina. That's very clear. That goes without saying. So. Okay. So when do you tie in the Bechinas?
No. 2 weeks from Monday. 2 weeks from Monday, at least.
What do you say? So you said 2 weeks from Monday. All right, 2 weeks from Monday. We're at the Shemitz Bar.
That's no way to
go. What? I'm sorry. Okay.
We need
to. I like the
Yeah. I think it's very important. It's like there's nothing.